The Burt Show.
Hey, Katie Jill.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I know you were up studying all night last night.
Not all night.
A little bit.
Not all night, but that means she definitely studied.
I studied a little bit.
Well, you've been studying your whole life. I mean, you're a big NASCAR fan, so these questions, I think, that if you have been following NASCAR most of your life, some of them are going to be easy. I think some of them are going to be more challenging. I would predict that you're not going to get all 10 right.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
And what Melissa's hoping is that you get 3 or more wrong, because that saves her from boot camp. However, it would still cost her at least a minute and a half of monologue time.
Right, right. So, yeah, I did a little bit of research and figured out there's a lot I don't know, but we'll see.
Confidence, come on, confidence.
Yeah. It's all about attitude. You got to have a little more confidence in this.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fun regardless, because it's just a win-win for everybody.
Or a lose-lose.
More in the morning than that.
All right. I have put together a list of 10 trivia questions based on NASCAR.
All right.
Oh, God.
You ready for question number one?
Let's go.
All right. Katie Jo, in NASCAR, what is the definition of marbles?
That would be a reference to the driver's bravery or cojones in making a pass.
The longest race of the NASCAR season is which race?
That would be the Pepsi 600.
The car that comes in first in any NASCAR event receives 180 points towards the Nextel Cup Championship. The last car in finishing order receives how many points?
30.
After a race day wreck, driver Sterling Marlin is notorious for executing this superstition. What is it?
He runs around the track.
The average amount a primary sponsor pays in the NASCAR Cup Series is how much money?
$10 million.
A company can expect to spend how much money per hour for a primary driver like Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon to do a personal appearance? How much money per hour?
$100,000.
In 1977, she was the first woman driver to qualify for the Daytona 500. What is her name?
Janet. Janet Green.
What North Carolina city does Dale Jr. currently reside in?
Charlotte.
The drive into this speedway is regarded as the worst traffic jam in the NASCAR world. What track is it?
Talladega.
What current driver, this is question number 10, this is it. What current driver endorses Halston 714 Cologne?
Dale Jr.
All right, give us a couple of minutes here, Katie Jo. When we come back, I will tell you how many you got right or how many you got wrong.
Okay.
We will do the math, and we will find out if Melissa has to do any monologue at all tomorrow, and if she does, how much. All right, let's find out how long this monologue is gonna be. I told you that you're going to have to do some tomorrow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Jo.
Yes.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Now, you said you felt pretty confident at least 4 of the answers.
And, maybe 4.
And keep in mind, when I was putting these together, I have no reference at all of NASCAR. So I had kind of a sense of, you know, that I knew I didn't want you to get them all right, but I had no idea which ones are going to be hard and which ones weren't, because I don't watch NASCAR. So I took these out of one book, and the book is in the back somewhere. It's like the Women's Guide to NASCAR or something like that. All right, here we go. Katie Jo. Okay. The first question was, in NASCAR, what is the definition of marbles? And you were referring to a man's testicles. Which a lesbian should never do.
As you often do.
And you said it probably has something to do with a driver's bravery. I think that makes great common sense.
Right. When passing or whatever?
Yeah.
That marbles refers to some bravery. Great common sense, not the accurate answer. That is excess rubber tire found at the edge of the racetrack.
All right.
Okay, so that's one wrong.
Of course.
That's 30 seconds. Jen, will you keep track of these for me?
Yes.
And the time?
Let the record show, Katie Jo got the question about testicles wrong.
I'm feeling pretty bad for you on this one. The longest race of the NASCAR season is which race? You were confident. You answered quickly. You said the Pepsi 600 at Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
And thinking about it now, do you know what you said wrong?
Uh-oh.
I think that I don't think it's at the right. Did I say the Speedway? Did I say the wrong Speedway?
It's the Coca-Cola 600.
Coca-Cola 600.
Oh, wrong soft drink.
Oh.
You had the right race. Wrong sponsor.
There you go.
I still support her and all the ants.
That was close.
That's so 1 minute for Melissa.
But Melissa, if she gets one more wrong, you're out of boot camp. Think of it that way.
Yeah, see? Yeah, look at Jeff always looking at the positive.
That's our Jeff.
If you get one more wrong, Melissa, you can stay lazy.
Question
stay
number
lazy, pony girl.
Question number three was, the car that comes in first in any NASCAR event receives 180 points. You said yes.
I knew that.
That wasn't even the question yet.
Right.
The last car in finishing order receives how many points? You said 30. The answer is 34.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Damn. But
there's a minute and a half.
90 seconds.
After a race day wreck, this driver, Sterling Marlin, is notorious for executing this superstition. What is it? You said he gets out of the car and he just runs around the track.
Did you make that up?
Yes.
It's pretty quick. No, he always throws away his shoes. He thinks they're bad luck, so he throws away his shoes.
Let me just ask you, has she gotten any right yet?
None, not yet.
Okay,
2 minutes.
Just checking.
It's going to be a long week. Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of TV time this weekend. Oh.
The average amount of a primary sponsor paying in the NASCAR Cup Series is how much money? You said $10 million. You nailed it. $10 million. You got it.
That's right?
That's right.
Oh, sweet.
You're still holding solid at 2 minutes. What's the deal with post offices?
God. This is going to suck.
Question number six was, a company can expect to spend how much money per hour from a primary driver like a guy like Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon to do a personal appearance? You said it's got to be about $100,000. The right answer is about half of that, $50,000 to get those guys out there for an hour.
I'm learning so much.
At 2.5 minutes. You're learning what a celibate life is going to be like. I'll tell you that much. You're living Father Bailey's existence for a while.
In 1977, she was the first woman driver to qualify for the Daytona 500. You said, I know this. You read it last night. You said, Janet Green? It was Janet Guthrie.
Janet Green was the girl who always stole your crayons back in fifth grade.
Please beat me up.
How many minutes are we up to now, Jen?
Three.
Yep, we're up to three.
Three.
No.
She's sweating
yet? Yeah, we're up to 3 minutes.
3 minutes. How you doing, Melissa? It's 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm just listening. Uh-oh.
She's got that fake smile.
she's doing that tapping her pen on the desk thing.
I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. A priest, a rabbi, and a lesbian walk into a bar.
What North Carolina city does Dale Jr. currently reside in? That's your dude, right?
That's my guy.
That's your guy. You said Charlotte. It's Mooresville, North Carolina.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know if that's outside of Charlotte.
Is that like the Marietta of Charlotte?
I have no idea. That's what it's listed as, Mooresville. Look, it's not.
Come on, give her that one.
We don't even know where Mooresville is.
Look up Mooresville,
Jeff. I'll MapQuest it. What is a suburb perimeter? Trying to help you, Melissa.
I have no idea.
Melissa, you should say like 400 miles.
Yeah, look it up.
What's the deal with Mooresville? Why can't you just say you're from Charlotte?
The drive into this speedway is regarded as the worst traffic jam in the NASCAR world. What track is it? You said Talladega. The correct answer was Pocono.
I thought you meant in the South. Okay.
There are other parts of the country.
Why would you?
Other parts of the country?
Yeah, there are other parts of the country where NASCAR is run.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Is Mooresville with one O or
it
two?
Is with one R, two R's.
What, huh?
One O, two R's, I mean.
Okay.
We're up to 4 minutes if Mooresville's wrong.
Well, I know Mooresville's right. He's just seeing how far out of Charlotte it is.
I think we give it to her.
The Charlotte-Mooresville thing. That's what I meant.
And the final question, Melissa. Melissa has gone from a natural smile to the kind of like fake smile to the good God, this is going to be the longest 4 minutes of my life.
She's not proud right now.
Uh-oh. She can't even speak to you.
The last question. The last question was, what current driver endorses Halston 714 cologne?
I got this wrong, too, I think.
You said my boy. This is my boy, Dale Jr. You can add another 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
The correct answer was Jeff Gordon. So we're...
Isn't he your enemy?
I don't like Jeff Gordon, but I don't know their colognes. Yeah, I shanked that pretty good. Mooresville is 30 minutes from Charlotte.
30 okay. minutes from Charlotte. You want to give her that one?
Yeah, so, dude. Let's give her that
all
one.
All right, 4 minutes.
Dude.
What, 4 minutes? You're the one that's always stickler for the rules. 4 minutes. I'll bend them for you because you're a lesbian. Four minutes of stand-up comedy tomorrow.
Well, at least I don't have to do boot camp ever.
At least you got that going for
eight
you.
Wrong, two correct, Katie Jo.
Well, gonna have to work on that.
Uh-oh. Do you remember how long 60 seconds felt when we had to karaoke?
Let's just be silent for just 30 seconds. All
okay.
Right. Here's 30 seconds right now.
Do it.
That's 10.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's 20.
Oh, you don't feel bad. Oh, yeah, 4 minutes tomorrow. I'll do it.
How many NASCAR drivers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I am never watching NASCAR again, I can tell you that.
The Burt Show.